The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And right now, we're going to give you a word of caution. Every road in the immediate area is treacherous. 695, 100 shut down. Eastbound at Arundel Mall Boulevard, or whatever that road's called. It's a mess out there. It's freezing rain coming down, and we want to caution you. If you can, stay off the highway. Our buddy Chuck up there in Manchester said it's far better to stay home than to try to attempt to go hunting today and listen to the Outdoorsman Show. So we have to concur with him. And so we are still giving one more muzzleloader away for the month of December, and that's from the fine folks at CVA. CVA.com is where you'll find the best muzzleloaders with the best features, and I've got several of them, and I love them. So I think I've got three CVA muzzleloaders, and Jacob has one. Jacob actually won one at one of our events. So let's talk to Dave in Perry Hall. Good morning, Dave. How are you? Thanks for holding on.
Oh, thank you, Alan. That gentleman a few callers back did such a good job describing that muzzleloader, I thought I'd better call in and get my name in the hat.
Gotcha.
And I want to wish you and all your listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I think everybody should put a resolution down, if they don't have it, to remember to support the coalition during 2017.
Well, I'll tell you, that'd make a nice Christmas present if people want to start signing up for the event on March 25th. And, you know, we've got the tickets out there for the Kubota RTV 500. It's in camo with a roof and a windshield and a back screen and nice little unit. Probably retails for about $14,000. We got tickets on sale for that. And the coalition is going to be very, very active in the General Assembly this year. We've got a lot of stuff coming up that we're hearing about. The Maryland Horse Council has declared that they're going to put their Senate Bill 1061 back in to end Sunday hunting days at 10 a.m. Statewide. We've got some other issues and challenges coming up, but we know it and we're prepared for it. So,
well, your listeners got a good organization to support, so they'd be foolish to let it go by the wayside.
Well, I hope it never does. I mean, we've got a big hearing coming up after the first of the year on our Poaching Restitution Act big case. It's coming up, and we plan on attending the hearing, so we'll see what happens.
Well, they're nice that they have you, and you guys aren't complacent.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, brother.
All right. Take care.
Yep. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Matthew on 100 West. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
I should have taken Chuck's advice and called out from work.
Uh-huh. You should have.
Yeah. 100 West is now jacked up, right at Arundel Mills.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
The bridges are slick.
Yeah.
I slid on one coming over because somebody jacked their brakes. Anyway, I just want to call, wish you a Merry Christmas, get myself in the muzzleloader. I tell you, I'd never miss your show.
I appreciate that, man. I really do. So.
Now, just be safe. Be careful when you leave this morning. It's going to get colder before it gets warmer.
Oh, good. Can't wait.
Have a blessed Christmas.
Well, we're going to hang here at the Double Tree. Probably eat breakfast there before we go out on the roads, and then we got a little Christmas shopping to do. But for those of
that's a wise idea.
Yeah, those people getting an early start going Christmas shopping, I would say Arundel Mills is probably not going to be your first destination.
No, I don't think so, because I'm sitting about a mile from the exit.
Exactly.
And we haven't moved.
Uh-huh.
So,
sorry, buddy.
Yeah, Chuck was right when you're saying eastbound.
Uh-huh.
And I guess these knucklehead, you know, what they call them, rubberneckers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, caused another accident on our side.
Yeah, I want to see what's going on over there. And then they slam into the back of each other. Hmm, got it.
Exactly. That's why I leave at least this weather. I've got at least two car lengths in between me and the vehicle in front.
You have to.
And the gentleman in the truck behind me's got doing the same thing.
Yeah. And then, of course, you have somebody who wants to go around you and pull into that gap.
Exactly. Yeah, guys, just take your time. Be patient.
Exactly.
Safe and alive.
Yep. All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
You guys have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thanks, Matthew.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Just got an update from Talbot County. Brian and Jason are going goose hunting, and the roads are just wet over there.
Wet in Talbot County. Well, that's good. All right, anybody going goose hunting in that area, just be careful. Just stay careful. Be vigilant. I guess that's it. Emerson in Fullerton, good morning. And then we've got Fran in Baltimore and James in Zverna Park. Good morning, Emerson. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. And you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good. Over here in Fullerton, we got about maybe an eighth of an inch of ice everywhere.
Where are you, Fullerton? Okay.
Yeah. I'm just up off of Bel Air Road.
I got it. So the further north we go, the worse it gets.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm just staying in today.
I don't blame you.
Okay, and listen, Alan, a great show. I love all the stories, and Merry Christmas to you and everyone out there.
Well, thank you.
And thanks for putting me in the contest again.
You're in it. Thanks, Emerson.
All right.
See you, thanks, buddy.
My friend.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. We'll go to James and then Fran. I pressed the wrong button. Sorry, dear. Hey, James, how are you, buddy? What's up?
I'm doing all right. Kind of stuck in a ditch right now. I'm in Anne Arundel County.
Yeah.
And literally all of Jumper's Hole Road up the Ritchie Highway is undrivable. So if I were you, I would expect everybody to kind of stay home.
And you already attempted it, and you wound up in a ditch is what you just said.
I attempted it three times, Alan, and I cannot get out.
Then don't. All right.
I'm staying here till help comes.
Sorry to hear about your plight there, James, but help.
Stay warm.
Stay warm. Help will be along. I told Robin the other night before it got cold, I said, look, I need gas. And she said, oh, it's going to be like in the teens in the morning. I said, yeah, and I can't do that with an empty tank. She says, I get it. Yeah. You need a full tank of gas. And I said, very, very, very good. You know, this girl, I got to tell you, I love her. She just knows stuff. She's extremely intelligent. She's beautiful. I can't say enough. But
right.
you gave me that opportunity, James. So thank you. And I'm sorry you're in a ditch, buddy, but help will be coming soon.
All right. I'd really great to give you the opportunity to say something. You all have a great day.
You too. Have a super day.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There we go. Miss Fran, sorry it took so long to get to you. How are you, dear?
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind waiting my turn. Good morning, Alan and Robin.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas
to both
of you. I had to call in to say something. You know, sometimes a person can say a few words,
yes,
and it inspires you.
Yes.
You know, I want to give a long overdue shout out to a man that called in named Matthew.
That's...
And he's at the fire department, I think, in Elton.
Okay.
But anyway, he offered to drive me around anywhere I want to go.
Nice.
Remember?
Yeah.
And you said, oh, we have this. So anyway, I started thinking, and he inspired me to start thinking. And I said, when did you get to the place people need to think they need to drive you around? And I thought, now my mind feels young. My heart feels young. I said, but what happened to the rest of you?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I thought about it, and I said, you know, when did you get to be, I call it Miss Daisy, driving Miss Daisy in reverse?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I thought, well, how can you, you're one woman, you're two women. You can't be two. Now, you're either going to be an old lady with a rollator chair all the rest of your life, or you're going to try to put your body back together as much as possible. Now, this is because of his phone call when he said he would drive me around, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt he was sincere because he told where he worked. I said, that man was sincere. I said, so then I started thinking, well, I started making changes 2 weeks ago. I've changed my doctor. Because the weight, I was gaining weight, I couldn't lose to save my life. Now, I know that's a problem, you know, on your knees and your
everything. Oh, yeah.
So I've changed to my doctor. I got off my blood pressure medication.
That was the worst thing that I ever did.
Oh, my God.
Was get on that certain type of, what's it called, beta blocker or something, blood pressure medicine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, immediate 30-pound gain, a weight gain, and it was awful. So, yeah, I got you on that one.
I've been on this medication for years now, and I developed an allergic reaction to it because they say that after you stay on it a long time,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people develop this allergic reaction, so
okay.
I had to come off of it.
Okay, good.
And recently, I have lost weight this past 2 weeks for the first time in 3 or 4 years.
Congratulations.
My appetite is gone. All this started with Matthew, too. So I said, you know what, Matthew, I hope you make it to the Merlin Hunters Coalition this March, because I want to meet you, thank you, and tell you my progress report. And this rollator chair that I'm riding around in, it didn't do me any good. It made the muscles in my legs get weak. I have got to stop using it as much and build up the muscles. So I made myself a goal by his inspiration. I want to be to the place where I don't need the rollator chair, like, you know, and that I can walk well on my own. Because all these things can be put back together. And one thing I don't like is when a person, I call it self-inflicted illnesses, you
okay.
know, that you actually put on yourself, the weight, the this, the that. So he's given me an objective and a goal, you know, by March to see how much better I can do.
Perfect.
So that's my shout out to Matthew, and wherever he is, Merry Christmas to him, and that's what I wanted to say today.
Well, I'm glad to give you that platform to do that, dear.
Thank you.
You have a Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Frank.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Bill in Westminster. Good morning, Bill. What's the weather update from you?
Man, it's pretty bad. It's sleeting, light dusting out here, but...
You're in Carroll County.
I came to Carroll County today. I didn't want to drive the roads.
I don't blame
you. I got my gumbrella up. The gumbrella's keeping me dry, so...
Oh, so you are hunting out there in that mess.
Yeah, I'm out here because I have to work a lot. You know, get a chance to hunt. I bring a little thermos of coffee, my gumbrella.
And you're golden.
It's all good.
You're
hey,
golden.
Alan.
Yeah.
Hey, Alan, I want to tell you a couple of things.
Okay.
Since Trump's been president or elect, more people have said Merry Christmas.
That's true.
Even at the malls.
Yep.
They are saying Merry Christmas.
We tend to fall into that politically correct trap.
It is what it is.
You know, and I've celebrated Christmas my entire life, you know.
Yeah.
And the reason for the season, you know, it's the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Why do we relegate it to happy holidays?
I hope they do have a happy holiday.
What did the angels do when they heard about the birth of the Savior? The angels in heaven celebrated.
And we're going to do the same.
The wisest men in the world came from 3 foreign countries bringing great gifts to this child. God put in place a star that pointed the way.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
You know?
Yep. Alan, one more thing before I let you go.
Yep.
That muzzle loader, if I win it, we're going to do something with that.
Okay.
We're going to donate it. We're going to put it up for auction for the whatever.
What the coalition. Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Yeah, I hope to get you to that benefit this year, buddy. March 25th, Saturday. Take that day off. Plan it already. Get out there.
Okay, buddy.
We got some great stuff happening, I'll tell you.
I'll bring the wife.
Perfect.
Okay, buddy.
All right, man. And
I'll update you.
Good luck. Thanks.
Goodbye.
See you, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Dale, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you? Good morning to you.
Did I make you hungry?
Well, I'm sitting here waiting for things to stop so I can venture forth, but it's kind of slippery outside. I talked to my son. He's out with State Highways.
Yep.
It's a little dicey in spots. He says there's a bunch of sea duck hunters down at Carroll's Market, though.
Really?
Yeah.
They're kind of waiting it out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alan, with regards to that sicker roast,
yes, sir.
The boss wanted me to ask you, when you put it in a crock pot, how long would you cook it for?
Oh, good grief! It depends on whether you want to eat it like a roast or if you want to shred it and eat it like barbecue.
Probably like a roast.
Yeah, I'd let that go a couple hours.
Okay, under low heat.
Yeah, so. Probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
if you take it out too early, it's going to be a little it's very dense. So it's going to be a little dense, but if you let it just break down a little bit, you know, I don't know if I don't know if you guys like tomato sauce or not.
what nationality is my wife? What is her ancestry, Alan? Is the Pope Catholic? Yeah, okay. Next question.
You might want to make it with some pasta or, kind of dish like that. I'm just suggesting that the acid in the tomato sauce would help break it down.
Right. Now, if she decides to cook it, she said, well, what about using a small porcelain
You can do it that way
with
too.
Potatoes and onions and all that.
You can do that. You can cook.
How long should she keep it in there, and at what temperature?
You know, I do venison low and slow.
Okay.
So if you've got a comparable size beef roast, and that's not a big roast, I realize
No.
A little tiny thing.
Yeah, we've got a porcelain roaster, just perfect size.
Oh, good. That's good. Low and slow. I'd start it maybe 350, and then for 35 minutes, and then crank it down to 275, 250, and just let it go for another hour.
Okay.
Something like that. I mean, low and slow and a lot of moisture on deer meat.
Now, do you have an internal temperature guide or not? Because she's got a thermometer that she likes to use.
I do not, but I would say probably close to beef, wouldn't you, Robin?
I'm going to Google it.
She's Googling it, so stay tuned.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, and now I know your lovely wife does a lot of Googling.
Yes.
GameOnCooking.com. Okay. GameOnCooking.com. Right. Sean Bailey was at the Waterfowl Festival, and we've got a conference call coming up here after the first of the year. We're going to get Sean on here to talk about all this stuff. So, Sean kind of started the inspiration on Robin getting interested in eating deer meat and venison, so
his was the first one I could palate.
Yeah, so yeah, he took a tenderloin and butterflied it, a whitetail backstrap, and butterflied it with stuffed it with he butterflied it and then he stuffed it with apples, onions, and garlic. Was that right, Robin? What did he stuff that with?
Apples, onions, and garlic.
Apples, onions, and garlic. Folded it back up, and wrapped bacon around it.
Jalapeno, it wasn't onion.
Okay. Yeah. Apple, jalapeno, and garlic, and wrapped it back up with a strip of bacon, and then did that in a roasting pan, on top of the stove.
Right.
So that sounds
right tasty.
Yeah. When the bacon was done, of course, then the tenderloin was done.
Okay.
All right, temperature
of 130 to 140 internal.
Ah, good. All right. You'll be over this weekend?
Yep.
Because I got something for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I'll give you a shout later.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, Alan. See you.
Yep. Bye-bye. There goes Dale. All right. We should probably take a break, but let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. And Captain Don, you're going to be the one that's going to hold on there a little bit. So just sorry about that. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Just wanted to kind of get into the muzzleloader contest.
You're in it.
And wish all you Merry Christmas. And everywhere I'm at, between Chestertown and Crompton, it's just raining right now.
Well, that's good.
I haven't been out on the road or anything yet. So.
Okay, well, just be careful out there, okay? All right.
All right.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. There goes Glenn. All right. Fishing, no, what are we doing? We're doing a commercial, aren't we? We're doing a commercial, aren't we? All right, let's do the winter Gunderland. You can save $100 on all Browning shotguns. You can save $75 on the X-Bolt rifles. You can save $50 on the AB3 rifle and the 1911 22 pistols. And you save $25 on Buckmark pistols. All this is available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9. Now, look, my dream gun for waterfowl is the A5. It's the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Mr. Bill Blamberg, the of Clyde's, Mr. Clyde's brother, co-owner, is shooting the A5, and he says it's one of the best guns he's ever shot. And he's been doing it a long, long time, been a Browning dealer since the 60s here in Maryland. So this gun comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass blades, DuraTouch camo, fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver. It's ergo balanced, ergonomically balanced to your, you know, to your body. Recoil operated kinematic drive system. It's an auto loader shotgun that has 100,000 round and 5 year guarantee or 5 year guarantee. So now you can get it for $100 off, along with all the other shotguns, and we'll talk about those at another commercial break. All available Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck blinds dealer. Check the Redneck blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Hey, 2017 Great American Outdoor Show is coming February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The world's largest consumer outdoor show will be a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. Exhibitors and events that span over 650,000 square feet at the Farm Show Complex. With over 1,100 exhibitors, you'll find everything you need to enjoy the outdoors. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, and the NRA Country Concert at the Great American Outdoor Show features Dustin Lynch and Granger Smith with special guest Tara Thompson, who is
Loretta Lynn's cousin.
Loretta Lynn. That's right. For more details, for tickets, and all the information you need for the world's largest outdoor show, be sure to visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Bayline Exit Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank. Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see.
It? All done? Am I on the air? Okay, that ended quickly. Let's talk to Captain Don in Stony Beach. And by the way, we're still taking calls on the muzzleloader contest, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. Fine folks at CVA are providing the muzzleloaders again this year. Good morning, Captain Don. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Sorry to keep you waiting so long.
No problem at all. I want to get into the contest again.
You're in it?
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and happy and healthy, productive New Year.
Well, thank you.
The fishing report. Well, there is no fishing report. I got a call from Big Joe, my catfish friend, and he said that they will not be biting this weekend. All the fish in the Patapsco River and the Upper Bay will not be biting.
Although they won't be biting.
They will not be biting.
And his prediction is based on the fact that he's not going to be out there?
No. Big Joe is a catfish. I think he kind of surveys his environment. He communicates with all the other species of fish.
I see.
So, yeah.
I got it. Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
So, no fishing unless he did say if it goes up to 60 degrees.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got it.
Some of them might start, okay? But, I just wanted to call and happy holidays and all that. But, and I won't even leave you with my three wise men joke this year.
Oh, good. Thank God. Maybe next
week.
Well,
again, to you and yours.
Thank you, Don.
Take care.
All right, Captain. Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. Pardon me. All right, so all you need to really do is Google Wildlife Restoration Fund, and it takes you to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which is Department of the Interior, of course. The Fish and Wildlife Service has the total distribution of the funds, a list there by state, and there's also a formula of how it's all derived. Last year, Maryland received
$8,742,718. Our neighbors to the north in Pennsylvania received $24,948,408. Our neighbors to the south in Virginia received $12,399,343. Texas received, where's Texas? UVNQST, Texas. Texas received $32,144,000. Other states like Michigan and other big hunting states receive many multiples of what Maryland receives. And that's the reason we need to increase our folks as far as getting them into the world of hunting. This is why we talk about recruitment and retention. We're down about, I would say, 50% from 30 years ago as far as hunting licenses in the state. And it's an ongoing downward trend. The young people aren't getting into it. Of course, us older guys like my buddy John B. are getting older and getting out of the ranks. So there you go. That's it. Let me know if you want me to send you those links, and I'll be glad to do that. Oh my gosh, look at this, Richard in Baltimore. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning.
What's up?
I was hoping I could get a chance to win the muzzleloader.
You got it. You're in the contest.
Thank you.
You got it.
Great.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Butch and Dundalk. Good morning, Butch. What's going on?
Good morning, Alan. Oh, just out here to work Maryland.
Yeah.
Out here trying to tie ships up in this icy mess.
How is it?
Dock's pretty icy.
Yeah, I guess so. Wow, man. All right. Get back to work. You're in the contest.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas. Thanks.
Same to you. Merry Christmas.
All right. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Wow. Indeed. Waiting for some more calls. So anyway, interesting concept. Let's see if our listener follows through with his proposal to email me about the federal wildlife refuges and a federal hunting license that would allow you to hunt on any federal lands. You know, it just doesn't strike me as it would be supported by any of the states, quite frankly. I mean, you got a lot of public lands out in the West. You know, the Bureau of Land Management has all over the Rocky Mountains has huge tracts of land. I just don't see it working for the states. You know, it just kind of, as state officials would say, you know, it cuts us out of our share, not only the hunting license money that, you know, we use to pay the biologists and the people that administer the programs and you know, the people that work in Annapolis, and it also would cut back on the amount of matching federal funds, which we use for hunter safety education and purchasing land and things like that. Let's talk to Frank and Trapp. Good morning, Frank and Trapp. How are you, bud?
Say hello to friends you know.
There you go.
Morning, Ms. Robbins.
Good morning, Frank.
I thought you were in hunting camp.
I am. I'm slowly peeling myself out of the sleeping bag. The rain's coming down.
Uh-huh.
You know, tickling the roof of the vehicle.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can't wait to get out there. I'm just laying here listening to your show.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Well, you're up in Washington County, right?
No, I'm in Trapton.
Oh, you're in Trapton. Okay. I thought you were out at the other camp.
We should talk about you coming down here, Alan. We'll get into more details later.
Yeah, we should. All right, we can do that.
Well, you have a Merry Christmas, and you too, Ms. Robbins.
You
thanks,
too, John.
Frank.
Have a great one.
Have a good day
take
today.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. We're getting grief from some waterfowl hunters out there that are saying it's water and fowl. If you don't go hunting today, waterfowlers, you know, you're just being kind of chickens. Now, if you are close to waterfowl hunting and have access and the roads aren't the way they are here in suburbia and urbania, we're good. But if you got to travel the Beltway or Route 100 or 97 or 50 or any of the major highways with a lot of traffic on them and the traffic is snarled up and you're taking your life in your hands, stay home. A goose is not worth your life. A deer is not worth your life. Or increased insurance premiums. Or your deductible. Or, you know, the inconvenience of having your car at the body shop for a week. It's just not worth it. So be safe. That's what I'm saying. Those deer will be there. Those geese will be there on a better day. Ah, Jeff in Timonium. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Alan, good morning. Hey, listening. I've been listening this morning, and a couple points I'd like to make.
Okay.
First of all, the gentleman that called in earlier and said that since Donald Trump's been president, more and more people are saying Merry Christmas. You know what? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the whole holiday season is far greater than any bureaucrat on earth. So I just a shout out to everybody that's saying Merry Christmas. And we the people should never let any bureaucracy in the United States of America determine what we say, because we live in freedom and liberty, not tyranny.
That's correct.
And the other point I'd like to make, if I may, you had a nice lady call earlier this morning about a gentleman that was going to give her a ride.
Yeah.
Fired her.
Yeah.
To change her lifestyle. And that's another thing that God gave us. God gave us the strength every day to get up and put our feet on the floor and do something, have a purpose, sleep at night and move during the day. And whether you're 8, 18, or 80, it's all about having that intestinal fortitude of doing something to change your life.
Well said.
Thank you. Hey, Alan, I enjoy your show every week. A very Merry Christmas to all, and everybody be safe out there. It is warming up, so like you said, take your time, wait a little while, have an extra coffee, hug your spouse or whatever, hug your dog, and just everybody have a great weekend.
You got it. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
All right, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Exactly. Tim in Cub Hill. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Well.
Good. That's great. Hey, it's a great show with people with great news and things that are changing a lot, how people change lives, and that those are great stories for Christmas time.
Indeed. Indeed they are. So, and we wish you and yours a Merry Christmas.
Oh,
well.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas to you and Robin also.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And we did receive your little gift in the mail the other day. Thank you.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's the one that lasts all year long.
Yeah, the gift that lasts all year long. My little Tackle Box Tim calendar.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a hard time getting that together this year, believe it or not.
Hey, look, I've seen you fish. I know you would have had a hard time getting it together.
Bada bing.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
That's okay.
I'll get him.
Yeah, Robin will get me. Don't worry.
That's all right. Well, I could have photoshopped your fish last year, but
maybe. Yeah, I know. Yeah. The only thing you could do to photoshop that thing is to make it bigger. Good grief. Yeah, thanks.
No problem. Well,
hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
I at least I caught one that day.
Yes, you did. I tell you what, in that same spot, I caught 7-8-inch rockfish this year.
No kidding. That's wild.
It's amazing that they are that far up in freshwater.
Got it.
Even though they're only that small, but
sure,
it's just something to see a rockfish in a stream.
It is. All right, brother. You have a wonderful Christmas.
You do the same.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Tom in Baltimore. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Merry Christmas to you and Robin.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Sir, I just wanted to thank you, and I wanted to reach out and recognize all the support you give for law enforcement. I served law enforcement for many, many years. I'm still a certified NRA law enforcement firearms instructor. I served 3 years in Afghanistan.
Thank you for your service.
And it's just really, really great that you're promoting what you do, and thank you for entering me into the contest.
Sure.
I want to contribute it back and auction it for your cause. So, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for your hard work.
Appreciate that, brother, very much. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your continuing service, Tom.
God bless you, sir.
You too. Bye-bye. There he goes. And we got Frank in Pasadena and then Jordan in Pikesville. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Just fine. I'm doing fine.
Good. Glad to hear it.
My purpose for the call was to get into the contest.
You were in it.
And I've been a long-time listener and particularly enjoy when you bring your grandson into the conversation.
And well, my grandson and I, thank you for bringing that up. We hunted last Saturday. We got to hunt the afternoon hunt. We were in the stand together. We usually hunt separately, but we were sick of deer hunting. Since I've taken a stag, I've said I'm going to watch you take your next stag or whatever you do today. So we're in the stand together. And our corn feeder went off at 4:15. At 4:10, Jacob spotted a deer winding its way through the marsh into the feeder. And it was a small doe, yearling. And about that time, the feeder went off and sprayed the deer with corn and surprised it a little bit, so, which was pretty funny to watch. And then two deer came out from another part of the marsh. They crossed a little creek there, splashed across the creek, and went to the feeder. And it was a big, giant doe and another yearling. And we watched them for 45 minutes, and they'd walk away, and they'd come back, walk away, come back, walk away, come back. And I said, what are you going to do? And he said, if that, they walked away and the two little ones come back. And I said, what are you going to do? He said, I think if that big doe comes back, I'm going to try and get her. I said, your decision, buddy. We didn't see a stag at that point. We were running very quickly, running out of time. And so the doe saved herself by just not coming back. And he declined to shoot one of the little ones. And it was a good day. It was a good hunt. We got a lot of action, a little interaction, a little encounter, and we got to watch some sick of deer behavior for about 45 minutes, which was pretty fun. We watched them. We watched the two yearlings chase each other and knock each other around a little bit. So it was a good day. There you go.
I enjoyed the stories.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much.
All right, brother. Thank you. You have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you.
Bye
bye. And we have Jordan. Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, and you, and a Merry Christmas to you, your family, and Robin.
Well, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Yep, thank you very
much. You're welcome. Yep. Boy, it's cold out there, and I see cars. Well, I saw one or two cars traveling this road, and they were going like 2 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame them. I wouldn't go any faster than that myself.
You know? Yeah, and I'm sorry, because this was the day I was... Was going to head up to the station.
No, well, you know, we're good.
Yeah, I think the Doubletree will do a good job this morning.
I think the Doubletree will have a wonderful breakfast this morning. That's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, but so. I just want to. I appreciate the show, enjoy it all the time, and it's been so cold the last couple days. There was a dead squirrel that was all my property. I don't know what happened to it. It must have died, and I was going to get ready to remove it the other day, but a deer must have come and eaten it.
I don't think that happened, but it could have been a red fox or something like that would have carried it away.
Yeah, because it's gone.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what happened. Well,
yeah,
listen.
I would say a red fox got that, or a gray fox, something in your neighborhood over there, Jordan. They're plentiful, that's for sure. You just don't see them because they're kind of night stalkers, you know?
Okay, then that's what happened. I wondered how it disappeared just like that.
Well, that would be it. That would be it.
Oh, my. Well, listen, a Merry Christmas to you and the family, and all the good wishes for the new year, and
well, thank
stay
you.
Safe.
Thank you very much. It's going to be a fun year this coming year. I can tell you that. I already know it, and it's going to be exciting, and I'll be moving to the shore this year, and so we're just going to be celebrating a new life here shortly. So we'll talk to you
That's
about
That's great.
Yep. Very
That's
good.
Great.
All right.
Keep in touch. We'll see you.
I'll be right here every Saturday, Jordan. Thank you, buddy.
Excellent. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, I didn't say this at the beginning of the show, but what's the date today? 17?
Mm-hmm.
28 years on the air, Pepe, today. December 18th, 1988. 28 years. Yeah, today. Today's the anniversary.
Awesome.
Yeah. Huh. Well, yeah, I think I'll celebrate. Hold on. Radio station coffee. Not exactly Dunkin' Donuts dark roast. You know, we met at Dunkin' Donuts. Did I ever tell you that? And our buddy Dale from Easton was there.
He was a chaperone.
He, yeah, he had to watch you. That was the deal, not me. Well, happy anniversary to me. Okay, let's. I'm gonna do this commercial here. I'm gonna talk about the Great American Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 12th, 2017, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and it's the world's largest consumer outdoor show, 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. Exhibitors and 1,100 exhibitors and events that span 650,000 square feet. Everything you need to enjoy the outdoors. The NRA Country Concert at the Great American Outdoor Show is going to be February 11th, 2017, featuring Dustin Lynch and Granger Smith with special guest Tara Thompson. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. that day. And for tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show, for concert tickets, for more information, for February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, Great American Outdoor Show, go to greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. O-R-G. greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. You'll be glad you did. You know what? It's also, it's a winter Gunderland from now till the end of the month, December 31st. You can save money on your favorite Browning firearm, $100 rebates on shotguns, including the BPS. That comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. 12 and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer models available. Bottom ejection is the feature that BPS is most known for. Also, the Maxxis shotgun. If you're a waterfowler, there is a great shotgun, the Maxxis. Auto loader with three or three-and-a-half-inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil, and it fits you very, very nicely. $75 rebates on X-Bolt rifles, one of the finest bolt-action rifles today. That's manufactured today. It's got an adjustable feather trigger. Comes in all Magnum, short Magnum, and standard caliber. $75 on the X-Bolts. $50 on the AB3, which is that outstanding big game bolt action rifle package with walnut stock and blue barrel and receiver. Comes with a factory installed Nikon Buckmaster 4-12 power scope. Comes in 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm Remington mag, and 300 Win mag. If you're buying me one for Christmas, I'll take the 308. Thank you. Then there's a $50 rebate on that AB3 and the 1911 22 pistols, $25 rebates on Buck Mark pistols, valid till December 31st. All at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland redneck blinds dealer. Check the redneck blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse.
near you.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linux at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux spray-on bed liners. You know Linux spray-on bed liners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linux premium bed liner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linux Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linux and Catonsville Linux now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linux bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linux at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linux, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. 8410 W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The spirit's in the outdoor sun. I want you to know. It stirs up in the autumn when north winds start to blow. Something in my memory calls back to what I hear. When the ducks take wing to fly, son, it happens every year. Your grandpa told me about it, son. Now I'm telling you. It has the feel of frosty winds, a glint of green and blue. And if you listen.
All right, are we got the music playing? Are we out? Daddy Cool, give us 30 seconds, 10 seconds.
Oh, geez.
Sorry, buddy.